Work on a $1 million project to refurbish the Broughton Pier will resume in November after supply chain issues put it on hold last winter, the Greater Victoria Harbour Authority said. Harbour Authority Chief Executive Robert Lewis Manning said the pier is an important hub for inner harbour activity, handling about 250,000 visitors a year. He noted that the pier, at the foot of Broughton Street, is home to the Red Fish Blue Fish Eatery, Victoria Fireboats, Harbour Ferries, Victoria Kayak Tours and Rentals, and Marina Shower and Laundry Facilities. Improvements will include a new container to house Red Fish Blue Fish, better lighting, an upgrade to the sewage system that serves the area, and replacement of 60 original wooden piles, some of which are more than 100 years old. The work is expected to be completed by March. The GVHA anticipates there will be minor disruptions during construction to ensure public safety. A few days of work on the pier's portion of the David Foster pathway were done in August to take advantage of summer's low tides. Lewis Manning said $500,000 toward repair costs is coming from the federal government through the Pacific and Tourism Relief Fund. That funding, announced in September, also included $49,000 for an installation on the Inner Harbour Lower Causeway showcasing Lekwungen culture. A total of $2.6 million from the federal government was distributed to 16 projects on Vancouver Island and in BC. Coastal communities. Other financing for the Broughton Pier will come from cruise ship berthing fees for the Harbour Authority's Ogden Point Terminal. Victoria Harbour Ferry Operations Manager Murray Anderson said the pier work is a long time coming. We're looking forward to the new and improved dock. Salish Seas Industrial Services is in charge of construction management and Herald Engineering Limited will lead the engineering design work. The Harbour Authority said federal officials will be consulted to ensure that marine life and migratory birds are not affected by construction activity. The community-based, not-for-profit Harbour Authority also owns and operates Fisherman's Wharf and Ship Point Pier. J. Bell at TimesColonist.com.